The Mexican truckers are most concerned about how they are treated by federal inspectors at Arizona border crossings. They say after waiting up to an hour in line to drive into the U.S., they have to go through a series of inspections and often receive fines for safety violations. Now they're planning a blockade, and ADOT spokesman Tim Tate says the agency wants to avoid a traffic jam.
The truckers in Mexico have some serious concerns, and there's some evidence to support their concerns. As far as their seriousness of actually instituting a blockade, we don't know.
Tate says ADOT's director is urging the Federal Motor Carrier Administration to meet with the truckers and listen to their concerns. Meanwhile, Arizona produce companies are worried the blockade could hurt their bottom lines. Chris Cerulli is with Cerulli Brothers Produce Distributors in Nogales, Arizona. He says the truckers have announced the protest at an opportune time, at the peak of the harvest season for fruits and vegetables.
Our mango trucks are coming from Chiapas, which is on the border of Guatemala. It's a 6-7 day ride for those guys to get up here. So if I start backing up 2 or 3 days here and holding extra trucks in Nogales that I'm not returning to Chiapas, it has that adverse effect that I can't pick because I have nothing to load into once my coolers are full in Mexico.
Cerulli acknowledges the Mexican truckers have threatened blockades in the past and haven't ever actually stopped border traffic, but he says this year they seem more organized and prepared to take action. Steve Shadley, KJZZ News, Phoenix.